In today's episode, Jason asks, is there a better or more up-to-date version of this search demand curve, which was a graphic that Moz put together. Rand Fishkin put it together in 2009, so a very, very long time ago. So much has changed in SEO. Results have become more personalized, results have become unique to the person, results have been skewed heavily by mobile, that this old chart here is no longer really relevant. Is there a new one? Well, yes and no. Here's the catch. For SEO, these broad sort of generalizations don't really apply anymore because of all these skewings. But what you can do is export your own data, export data from Google Search Console, and make your own version of this chart. So let's look at how you would do this. First, we start with your site data. Go to Google Search Console, which you can find at search.google.com/search-console. Go to the Performance tab here. And what you'll see here are sort of the aggregate pieces of data. You'll notice Google did a big data restatement on this date, and that's why everyone's chart's going to look like this. It's fine. It's not the interesting part anyway. We want to focus down here on the queries, things like queries and pages and stuff like that. What we specifically want to search for is we want to search for queries, and we want to export this data as a CSV, because this by itself is okay, but not super helpful. We want the goods. So we've got our CSV file. I'm going to open this up in Tableau. You can use the data visualization software of your choice. I just happen to like Tableau because I'm reasonably good at it. And now what we see here, we see our four different variables. What's the position that we rank for a given term? What are the impressions? The number of searches that we came up in for that term. The number of times someone clicked on our site. And then the click-through rate by term. So let's look at this. We want to first see our position, and we want to see the number of clicks by query. And for position, we want to reverse this, because remember that search positions, the closer you are to number one, the better, and that's a good thing. So we're going to switch this so that it's more natural. So this here is very much, if you divide this graph into four parts, we would want to be focusing on the upper right-hand corner, which would mean high ranking and lots of clicks. Now, when we look through here, we see new media I get a lot of clicks for, and I rank about in position 10 for. We see here position 1.2 for this term. So we're starting to get some insights already. In fact, let's go ahead and put some of these on just so we can see. And then other terms here, like data science software, yeah, that's position. I got one click for that, position 75. The question is that a good term? Is that a term that I should be ranking for? Let's put impressions on, right? And these are the number of searches that came up for with. And now we're starting to see, okay, there actually is. Let's do a head. Turn this up just a little bit. There we go. So now I start to see the impressions, the opportunity based on the bubble size. So how much of the opportunity versus the clicks that I actually got. To make this even more vivid, I'm going to add some color to this. The click-through rate, the darker the circle is now, the more I'm taking advantage of that opportunity. So here, this opportunity, new media, 221 clicks. I have a very small click-through rate. So my bubble there is really kind of shallow. In fact, let's change the coloring on this to do red, green, diverging. There we go. So this shows that even though it's a high opportunity, big bubble, it is bright red. I'm not doing a good job of leveraging this keyword. So this is a keyword I would need to pay some attention to. This one right here, machine learning and small data, I'm actually doing a reasonably good job of getting high of click-through rate. It's small number of impressions, but I'm getting a high click-through rate on them. So that's a good thing, but I wanted to focus on that. There's my name, and I'm competing with a dead actor for that, so eventually I'll win. What is CX? 59 clicks, only a 1.4% click-through rate, so lots of impressions. I could spend some time on this. I'm already positioned 2.4, so if I could get a little bit more optimization on that page, I would do better. Marketing ethics and so on and so forth. So what we've done here is instead of having a very generic slide of, like, these are the top keywords and the number of keywords in the long tail, we've now taken this data and laid it out such that we can see what do we rank for well, which is this scale here, how many clicks do we get on this scale here, what is the size of the opportunity, which is the size of the bubble, and then how well are we leveraging that opportunity? We color it green to red. So we are looking for the bigger bubbles, like this one here, where we have a very low click rate. We're not doing a good job of taking advantage of the opportunity. Look at this one. This is a really good example. 61, position 61. That means I'm on page 6 of the search rankings. And I'm not even at the top of page 6. 2,000 impressions a month. So if I were to improve the page that has something on a social media audit, I might do a better and capture much more traffic. Now, again, this is data from for my website. This does not apply to anyone else's website, but you want to do an audit like this, a very straightforward audit, because this will tell you where to focus your time and effort. And you can dig in. You can, if I were to select, for example, let's select everything that is high click, but not necessarily high position, the new media. That's not very helpful. Let's go back and do this again here. If I select this bubble here and just keep only these items, maybe I'll tag them as a set. And then I put my search terms. What are those terms? And what kind of traffic could I be getting? And then let's do this as a bar chart. Ignoring my names. This is not relevant. This is relevant. I want to spend some time on that, on consulting fees. How many? Let's expand this a little bit here. Diversity, ethical marketing, consulting fees. So this will help me understand what I need to be doing. Now, here's a caution. When you look at this data, this tells you what to optimize. This does not tell you the opportunities that you're missing, the keywords that you don't rank for at all, that could be big in your industry, or that your competitor is ranking for. And that's something you need separate SEO tools for. Search Console only tells you about your own site, but this tells you, this is the low-hanging fruit. You already rank for this stuff. You already have content for this stuff. You just need to tune up and get some inbound links to the things that you already rank for. What you need to do next is figure out, okay, what are the things in here that are relevant? And then are there terms that I'm not ranking for that I could be ranking for that could generate even more opportunities? So, for example, what is CX is one such example. Could I turn that into something else? Yeah, CX is short for customer experience. And customer experience does not appear on this graph at all, but I know it's a gigantic thing. So I need to be not only doing a what is CX, but also a customer experience overall type content in order to take advantage of the category overall, if that's something that I cared about. So use this to figure the low-hanging fruit for your on-site audit, and then use an SEO tool of your choice to figure out what the opportunities that you're missing that you could be ranking for. Great question. As always, if you have comments, please leave them in the comments field below, and subscribe to the YouTube channel and the newsletter, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Want help solving your company's data analytics and digital marketing problems? Visit trustinsights.ai today and let us know how we can help you.